evaluate how Vance McDonald did the other night?
I thought Vance played really well. It was plus-plus with Vance. Did a very good job catching the football, blocking. A really good night for him.
You said that you guys are going to treat the Ravens like your own, protect each other during the practice. Is that something you and John talked about? I mean, did you get assurances that the Ravens will also approach practice the same way that you guys are approaching it?
Yes, we've talked about it, and we feel like it's in the best interest of both teams to do that. We want to take care of the Ravens. We want to be safe out here, and we need them to do the same for us. I mean, that's the kind of environment where iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for good practice work. I mean, these aren't games out here. This is practice. This is drills, and expect really good practice.
You've kicked some players out of practice for fighting. If there's fights out here, will players be kicked off?
We don't anticipate that. We're not going to. I know that there'll be many cameras assembled, gathered. And I'm sure you're going to be, that's what everybody's going to be looking for, that moment where you can capture the negative. And, we don't anticipate that.
Did you use the tablet the other night for some of the technology they're letting the coaches use?
Yeah, we did. We did. Some of our coaches did. Yeah, it did. Yeah. At times it did. There was a clear picture. It was good. Yeah, didn't have any problems with it.
Are Crabtree and Lloyd going to get back on the field?
Soon. Today, no.
You had three new offensive linemen with that starting unit. How did Looney and Martin and Kilgore do in the game?
They did good. I mean, I was really especially proud of the group that played that the whole second half and part of the first half. I thought they really batted well. Again, you look for improvement from game one to game two, but it was good to be back out in a game type of environment. I thought Jonathan Martin, played extremely well, very effective, and some things to clean up. Had a false start, had a couple plays he'd like to have back. Joe Looney the same, got high in a few plays, but it was good work and things that are fixable, things that are correctable. So look forward to getting that done between our first game and our second game.
Jim, it's now pretty deep into training camp. Do you have to kind of look it ahead and assume you won't have
Alex Bowles? No, not assuming anything.
A couple more?
All right.
Bring John up.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, guys, could you just move so John doesn't have to turn so he can look at the cameras? Thank you.
Okay, thank everybody for being here. We appreciate it. Exciting day. Appreciate the 49ers being here. It takes a lot to pack up a whole team and come all the way across the country in the preseason. And we recognize that, and we really, really, it means a lot for them to be here, and we're going to try to make the most of it. We just told our teams, we both said the same thing essentially, we're here to get better. In 3 days from now, we want to be a better football team, and we can't think of a better team to accomplish that feat than the San Francisco 49ers. I also want to say to our family up there, got a bunch of family members up there, Jim's kids and Uncle Bob, The gym security is so cracked tight, they took Uncle Bob to the ground yesterday when we tried to shake Jim's hand. If that's an exaggeration or not, Uncle Bob. Yep. And also just the staff here, led by Bob Eller. Of course, Dick Cass coordinates the whole thing, but Bob Eller puts us together with Keith and Matt to put together what we put together in our facility. I don't know that two teams have ever been in the same facility for the whole time, or have done it after they played a preseason game. So we're on uncharted water here, so really happy with that part of it. I think the 49ers are going to feel very comfortable in the facility and are going to be able to get all the work done that they need to get done. The benefits of this thing, basically, is that we got a really good football team here. We go get some different schemes that we don't usually see. That's a big plus for us, and we're really ready to go to work.
You've said that you pretty much for the most part your execution in camp has been pretty good. Do you still have that high level of expectation with, even with a different color jersey?
Well, yeah, that's right, even more so. I mean, the execution should be even better when you go against an opponent like this, and that's really the point, because if you lose your execution the minute something changes, in other words, it's a different team or a different venue or a preseason game or a regular season game, and that's something that happens. You know, guys start thinking about a million other things besides the main thing, which is the fundamentals. So I think that's part of our training. If we can hold our fundamentals and our execution here in this setting, that's what's going to make us a better football team. Great question, Joe.
So your thoughts on how Pernell McPhee's done so far in camp and in the first game?
Pernell's done really well. Pernell McPhee is big, physical edge setter, you know. And, I think he could have done better. You know, we had that conversation already. Because to me, Pernell McPhee can be a premier outside backer in the National Football League. And that's our ambition for him this year, and I know that's what he expects of himself.
You talked about this being uncharted territory. Your brother just answered a question about possible skirmishes. Mm-hmm. Have you talked with your guys about that? Because, again, you just played a football game against them, and now they're here for 3 days.
We have. You know, and our idea, like we said, is to get better, to focus on getting better. What's interesting to me and what's a real indictment on you as the media is the fact that Jimmy Smith was asked about it, and he said when he sees these things on TV, all he ever sees is fights. What does that tell you? You know, how about a little self-check? So we're going to probably have 99% all great positive things. But if there is a little shoving match out here, I'm quite sure that that's what will be on these cameras, and it'll be countrywide, and that'll be everybody's take on how it went, right? Because that's how it is all the time, you know? So, you know, we're going to look for the positive. You all can look for the negative, as usual.
He was going to wear a Super Bowl ring.
He was joking.
Okay.
So did you get it in context, Jerry? No, you missed the context, as usual. I'm talking generally as a group. You know, I'm going after the media here. With a smile on my face, though.
What is your policy on fighting? In San Francisco or in Santa Clara, Jim will toss the guy out once he gets into a scrap.
Yeah, our policy is case by case. We go case by case. It depends on the circumstance and situation, you know. And we've had guys have been kicked out of practice for other things, and that too, and we have got guys not. Mainly our idea is to practice fast, you know. So there may be a skirmish out here, but we're going to get back on the ball and get a play run because – we really don't have time to be doing anything besides working.
Are you going to have full padded for any of these days, or how many days will you go, you know,
well,
full go?
Yeah, they're scheduled to be full padded. So, we'll play it by ear. You know, I think we'll just take it one day at a time, but today's is full padded, and that's when we'll get our best work done. It's not live work, though.
Right.
You know, we're not tackling to the ground. We're not cutting and that sort of thing. If we do any of that tackling to the ground, we won't be doing any cutting. But if we do that, it'll be with the younger guys. Right, yeah, we're planning on having. We've got all those kind of drills set up. We have one-on-one work, wide receivers versus DBs, linebackers versus running backs, pass protection routes, tight ends versus safeties and linebackers, offensive linemen versus defensive linemen. That'll be a big part of what we're doing.
From a technical standpoint, are you going to have parts of practice where you guys are on separate fields and then come together at once, or is everything going to be mingled?
Well, the individual part of practice will be coach's choice. So the position coaches will make that determination with their counterparts. So we'll have probably some individual be together. I think most of it will probably be apart because you want to get guys prepared for practice. Then all the stuff that we do group or team will be against the other team.
Can you give us any insight into how this came about? Did you mention it to Jim? Did Jim mention it to you? Did your dad mention it? I mean, where
well, you know, I don't want to make anybody, you know, say, hey, whose idea it was, because, you know, that might make somebody mad. But but we thought of it together. You know, I think it was just a conversation where we thought, you know, hey, let's see if we can do this. The main thing was the logistics. I remember more about that, trying to figure out where and how and when we could play a game and if we could pull it off, and calls to the league office and things like that. That there's always more to it than you think.
John, this is something the franchise has never done, a joint practice with somebody else. Even before Jim got the job out there, did you think of doing this with somebody else? Even before Jim got his job?
I don't remember, in all honesty. It's never something we've done before. I've never been a part of this as a coach, so it definitely wasn't the first thing I was thinking about. So it wasn't a serious thought if we had that idea, that's for sure.
John, practicing gets a familiar face, Anquan Boldin. What do you expect that to be like for your guys, kind of like old times, and how much do you think that will help your DBs?
Well, Anquan's so strong. I mean, you know, there are some rules in terms of, and you saw those calls the other night, in terms of how much you can work the contact with the defensive backs and the wide receivers. Anquan is one of the great, you know, artists of getting open, you know, in tight space. And we've got to learn how to play that. So I think that's going to be great for us. But other than that, well, I'm sure I'm still out here doing his pre-practice routine that I saw for all those years, and it'll be great to see that.
John, how painful was it to have to trade him?
It was very painful. You know, I still blame Ozzie. I'm still sore from that deal. But it was something we had to do together, and we all understood it. And we tried like crazy to keep Anquan. You know, that wasn't something that I think people don't realize, is we fought like crazy, but we were fighting against a number. You know, and those numbers were things that sometimes they're not as pliable as you'd like them to be. And that's really was our issue on that one. So we certainly didn't want to trade Anquan Boldin. He's one of, if not our best player.
Jim said your scatter report before Anquan came over was you didn't love him, obviously.
Yeah. Well, that's why I told him, you know. And he asked me what kind of guy he is, and that's really all I said. And I heard a press conference, so I guess it turned out to be right.
John, you mentioned a couple weeks ago the possibility of a return trip there next year. Has anything come of that, or it's still something that's on the back burner?
Yeah, it's on the back burner right now. We'll talk about it probably next spring, you know, and just see if it makes sense. But at some point in time, we'll get back there, and hopefully we can do it next year. You know, we'll just have to see.
Coach, I know it's early. There's a lot of preseason to go before we get to the regular season. But enthused about what you've seen from the running game so far here in practice and the other night?
Yeah, you know, I'm enthused about everything I see. You know, it's hard to, you know, what word do you put on it? You know, you don't want to sound, you know, like you're, we don't know yet. I mean, when we start playing real games, that's, we'll know what we are. But I just like the way our coaches are coaching. I think our coordinators are doing a great job of getting everybody on the same page in all three phases. That goes to the what you're talking about with the run game. Our players are really, they're having fun, but it's no nonsense. It's business. They're very determined to get better every day. I hear them saying that we're trying to stack another day. You know, that makes me feel good. The fact that they understand what's important, you know, and what's important now is getting better today, you know, and that's really all we're looking at, you know. And how are we going to be down the season? We'll find out, you know. But how prepared are we going to be? That's a today thing, you know. We got to take care of that right now.
Coach, you and your brother.
That was it. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, guys.
He's got two more to go, and I got Joe Flacco waiting.
That's okay.
We'll be back tomorrow. Here.
That's okay.
I thought Ray Bryce was up here last. That's how it usually goes. Well, you know, I don't know. I've never done it before, but I expect to go out there and just approach it like a normal practice and get better as a team. You know, see what we can improve from, you know, week one to week two.
Does it break up the monotony a little bit and just maybe get the?
It definitely makes things a little different. I'm sure when we first go out there, we'll be feeling each other out a little bit and just seeing what kind of tempo there is and all that.
You got to know Colin Kaepernick doing commercials together.
I just spent a little time with Colin that day. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy. I don't really know him that well. I've seen him here and there. And yeah, I'm sure over the next couple of days, we'll get to know each other a little bit better.
So no trick shot competition? We didn't
no.
miss anything
until
the cameras got out
here? No.
When you analyze his game, or do you look and see how he plays quarterback, what stands out to you?
Well, he's a good athlete that can stand in the pocket and throw the football really well, too. You know, I think sometimes those guys that are really good athletes get pegged as that, but he's obviously a guy that can do it all and play the game really well.
Joe, you talked about getting a feel for things. I mean, if the intensity revs up, you guys are going to match that, I assume. If they start, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it should be interesting. I don't really know what else to say besides who knows. You never know what it's going to be like out there. I said it before, you know, we have fights with our own teammates, so I'm sure, you know, one little thing could kick something off. But, you know, then again, I've never been part of something like this, so it'll be new for all of us, or at least most of us.
Joe, and I spent some time with you this time last year, and you were talking about Marlon Brown, who wasn't on a lot of people's radar screens then, but you thought could be a diamond in the rough. Now the talk's about Steve Smith and Owen Daniels and all these guys. But what have you seen out of Marlon, and do you feel like now a year removed from that injury, another year removed, that maybe the sky is fairly high for him?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Marlon's a really good player, and I think he's making big strides this training camp and getting better and better each day. I think we've got a handful of young wide receivers that are going to be good players for us down the road or sometime shortly. It's been a very good camp in terms of the wide receiver competition that we've had all around. We have a lot of players, and it's going to be a tough decision come time to who's going to be the guys that are going to help us out on Sunday.
Joe, what were your emotions when you found out Anquan was traded last year to the Niners?
It's tough. You know, obviously, you feel a little bit upset, or I don't know what it is, because you're missing out on such a great wide receiver. But at the same time, you're happy for him that, you know, he's going to go somewhere and play and get paid the way he should and be able to prolong his career. But, yeah, I mean, he was a big part of why we were so successful the couple years that he was here. So anytime that you have a guy like that, it's tough to see him go.
Joe, how do you think the experience of what you went through last year trying to defend a Super Bowl will help this team moving forward?
Well, I think we have a pretty resilient group, and we react well to a lot of things. And last year it was a lot of ups and downs, and you know, we had to go back home this offseason and watch a lot of games that we're used to playing in. So I think it's all behind us. I think we're looking in the future, and I think we have a very good outlook on it, and we're just approaching it just like we do every year, just trying to get better right now, play the best we can, and, you know, come out running.
Joe, now you're a couple days removed from Thursday's game, and just one series for you, but when you had a chance to look through the tape, how encouraged were you with the way you guys looked in that limited time action?
Yeah, I mean, big time. We ran the ball really well and protected really well. And there's a lot to build on. I think we built a good foundation there, and I think each week from here on out, we just got to keep showing that improvement and building off of what we did.
A bolding question, but Jim Harbaugh has called him the best practice player he's ever seen. Do you know what he's getting at? I mean, are his practice habits notable?
Yeah, I mean, you can see Anquan comes out here, he gets himself ready to go, so that when practice, that whistle blows, he competes. But you can really see it in like one-on-ones and drills like that where they're going versus the DBs individually. You can see his competitive side come out and him really get after it. All right.
Good.
All right. Thanks, guys.